consumers by thwarting innovation. He also gave support to potential plaintiffs who want to prove that Microsoft overcharged for its Windows operating system. NPR's John McChesney reports.
There's a key paragraph in Judge Jackson's findings of fact that might provide leverage for these and other class action lawyers. The judge points to a November 1997 study in which Microsoft says it could have charged $49 for the upgrade to Windows 98, but chose instead to charge $89 as, quote, the revenue-maximizing price. This study might provide plaintiffs against Microsoft with a dollar figure to measure damages, which in antitrust cases can be three times actual damages. But it won't be easy.